This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. With only 2,400 votes left to count, it looks as if Lisa Calderon's comeback in Denver's mayoral battle has fallen just short. She conceded the race this afternoon. That puts former Chamber of Commerce CEO Kelly Bruff and former State Senator Mike Johnston in June's runoff. CPR's Ben Marcus reports Johnston and Bruff together had more money backing them than all the other 15 candidates combined.
The big winner may have been the centrist business interests. Eric Sonderman is a political analyst.
This is a contest among the political establishment. And these are both center to left center people who probably have more in common than not.
They'll now spend the next 2 months trying to draw any distinction. And given the fundraising abilities of both candidates, voters can expect to see both Johnston and Bruff on their TV and in their mailboxes until June. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
A sweeping state proposal to force Colorado cities to allow more dense housing is getting a hearing at the Capitol right now. Nearly 300 people signed up to speak, including Broomfield Mayor Guilene Castriota.
We think removing local input from land use decisions would be a step in the wrong direction for our state. We're also concerned that the extra layers of bureaucracy and regulations in this bill would potentially restrict and convolute development of new housing instead of encouraging it.
The bill has pitted local officials against state lawmakers, even in reliably liberal places like Broomfield. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.